I'm going to talk about the book I made during my stay in China. Title is Cloud of Cherry Blossom. The subject matter of my art is often drawn from my deep interest in nature, which I call moving landscape. I loved being with nature on a regular basis and try to observe it, because watching the birds, listening to the wind, smelling the rain, or feeling the grass breath, my feet bring a new awareness of what I need to paint. I have been researching Chinese traditional art in China for a long time and also tried to learn the traditional technique that are used in ancient China. So as a result of my present research, we can take an example, an art book called Cloud of Cherry Blossom. This is a combination of traditional and contemporary medium, technique and subject. So in this book, I entirely inspired by cherry blossom. In this book, I have tried to depict many visible and invisible nuances of cherry blossom. Cherry blossom have a deep symbolic meaning. Cherry blossom are a symbolic flower of spring, a time of renewal and the fleeting nature of life. According to Chinese and Japanese philosophy, cherry blossom have been a symbol of the cycle of life, death and rebirth. So that's why I chose cherry blossom, a symbol of the cycle of life. I tried to combine with my own element. So their life is very short. After their beauty peak around, I think, 2 weeks, the flower begins to drop. When I was in Hangzhou, I almost every day used to go West Lake and try to do some sketches. Especially during cherry blossom time, there is no place to sit because so many people together. They were enjoying eating, drinking, barbecue under the cherry blossom with their friends, family and colleagues. So they call this custom Hanami. Hanami literally means watching blossom. The traditional can be traced back at least 1,000 years. So each page of this book contain a new story that represent my experience with cherry blossom in Hangzhou near West Lake. In this book, I try to combine two Chinese traditional ink painting technique. One is Kompi, another one is Shi. Kompi literally mean working with a very fine brush, and Shi means free hand usually used in landscape.